Well, Stuart Hooper, thanks very much for joining me. How was your summer?
It was very nice, thank you. Yeah, 4 weeks, 4 weeks off, which went very quickly. But it was nice, a couple of weeks with the family in Cornwall and then just some chill-out time at home, so it was good.
Excellent. Ready to get back into your rugby?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, whenever you get to this stage of pre-season, you're always desperate just to start playing the proper games, really.
Certainly the phrase that's coming from most of you players, actually, this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's you work really, really hard since sort of June. You know, you're working spectacularly hard every day, and you just want to see that come to fruition on the pitch. It's, you get bored of smashing your mates. You want to get out there and smash some opposition a bit, yeah.
Bar finished, obviously, not in exactly the position they would have wanted to after a pretty positive season last year. How's the feeling in the camp ahead of the new campaign?
It's good. It's good. I think time is a great healer, and it was pretty raw at the end of last year. We let ourselves down, really, by not qualifying from the top four. Not through what happened on the last day of the season at all at Quinns, who fully deserved their win, but in areas throughout the year, you know, we needed to pick up one more point and we would have made it. So we were disappointed with that, really disappointed. And then obviously to lose the Amlin final was, again, disappointing. But yeah, as I said, time's a healer, and the guys have come back in very, very positive and looking for ways that they individually can improve to help us, you know, qualify for the top four again.
Is it those wounds that allow you to know how to better them and how to move past and improve on those moments?
Yeah, I think experience is absolutely key. People talk about experience as years, and it's just not true. You know, you can play for 10 years and not pick up any valuable experience. Experience is about being in those situations, about winning those games and also losing those games and learning from them, crucially. You know, we've got guys now who in the Amlin final, the average age of the backs was something ridiculous, 22 or 23. So stands those guys in fantastic stead. Although we lost the game, not only the feeling they had after the match, which is a bit cliched, but moments in the match when they felt they could do better, they can look back on and have that experience of playing on a big stage.
Mentioning one of the younger players, Ollie Devoto, who picked up the LV Breakthrough Player Award. How important is that form of a competition to bring through some of those younger faces?
Without doubt, it's huge. You know, it's lots of teams use it for an opportunity for the young guys to get a run out in a competitive competition. You know, it's huge. And Ollie was fantastic in that last year, and he went on to obviously claim a starting place in our team for the end of the season, and also to play against the Barbarians for England. I think he's got a huge future in the game. He's a very conscientious young man. He works fantastically hard. He judges himself on how hard he works and how hard his teammates are thinking he's working. So for me, that's a great quality to have, and I look forward to seeing him progress.
Given how well Bath improved last season, obviously the town are always right behind Bath, no matter how things are going, but to be giving them some really positive brands of rugby to cheer on, how confident are you this season that you can kick on from that?
Yeah, we're confident in our ability. You know, we're confident in the work we're doing. We work spectacularly hard throughout the week. And then when we get onto the park at the weekend, putting ourselves in the best place to win the game. You know, that everyone in the city is fantastic. The supporters are the best there is. They're absolutely brilliant to us, and we look forward to getting out there and showing them what we can do with all the hard work we've put in.
First game of the season against Sale Sharks, I understand. How are you looking forward to that one?
Very much so. You obviously can't pick your first game of the year, but you know, you wouldn't look through the Premiership and pick an easy one now. Squads are fantastically competitive. Everyone's got world-class players throughout, so we'll be looking to go there and you know, put into fruition what we've done through pre-season. But it's obviously going to be a tough game, but one we're hugely excited about.
And finally, Stuart, how are you? Feeling fit and healthy?
Feel very good, actually, yeah, I feel good. Got through pre-season fine, and body's feeling good, touch wood, so just keep going.
Best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Nice chatting to you.